We are in many ways the compassion that we are looking for. We are that compassion. Perhaps as Word on Life, we are. Our field of compassion is an important part of that reverberation of compassion throughout the communities that we live in, the people that we work with and are with. I have just a short story to tell you, and then we'll have Alice. Alice will have at it with her presentation. Okay. This is a story about Manuel Sanchez and a little boy named Danny Mulligan. Manuel Sanchez is a trash truck driver for the city of Ojai. And on Wednesday mornings when he goes around to pick up the trash, on this particular street in Ojai, he always finds this little boy. He didn't know his name. Whose name is Danny, in the driveway, very excited and jumping up and down, and mom and dad are with him. And this is unusual, because on most houses there is no one in the driveway, and there's very few people noticing he even passes by. Each time this happens, every time he goes by, the little boy is there, and the little boy isn't just watching, he is jumping up and down in excitement about that truck. One Wednesday morning, he pulls up, he stops, he doesn't shut off the engine, he stops, he picks up the trash, dumps it, lowers the buckets, and instead of just taking off, he shuts off the engine, he gets out of his truck, and he walks up the driveway, and he's carrying a satchel with him. And mom and dad and the little boy are looking at him, wondering what this is all about. And he introduces himself to the family and he says, "Do you mind if I give your son a gift?" They said, "No, of course, that would be wonderful." And he reaches in his bag and he pulls out a toy trash truck. The little boy cannot believe it. He hands it to him and the little boy only sees the truck. He's playing with the truck. He's holding the truck. He's putting it down. He's making the truck make noises as a little boy would. The mother and father are so moved. The mother says, "Can I get my iPhone, please, Mr. Sanchez? I'd love to video your giving my son this truck because he will always remember this, and so will we." And Mr. Sanchez says, "Of course, that's all right." So she videotaped the coming from the truck and handing the truck to the toy truck to the little boy. That evening, she put that video on YouTube, and by next day, it had gone viral, and over 600,000 people had viewed that video of little Danny Mulligan. Now they know his name. Little Danny Mulligan being given a little toy trash truck by Mr. Sanchez, the trash truck driver. The Ventura Star interviewed, maybe some of you read it, Mr. Sanchez as to how this came about, because it was such a phenomenal situation. And journalist was asking him, "How did you happen to do this?" He said, "Well, I talked to my wife about it, and I'd mentioned this little boy, and she said, 'I think it would be all right to give him the truck. I think it would be okay. You better ask your boss.'" So Mr. Sanchez asked the boss, and the boss said, "I think that's a great idea." Both positive responses. And then the journalist said, "Yes, but why'd you do it?" And Mr. Sanchez said, "Mi corazón me dijo lo que hiciera. My heart told me to do it." We have spent a lot of time talking about the voice within our hearts, the voice within our heads coming together in some sort of coherence, and we end up doing things that we never thought we'd be able to do. Pat McClory talked a lot about the intelligence of our hearts and how many times we find ourselves being challenged to listen to that voice of the heart and not let it overtake the voice of the head. And sometimes they just come together and it just happens. I share that story with you this morning for the main reason it being that I've mentioned here in coming up and making comments a couple times
I mentioned about the ordinary person out there on the street. How do they fit into our understanding of compassion and the field of compassion? And I think the answer, I've got the answer. They are connected. We're all connected. Their compassion connects with our compassion, and it evolves and it spreads. And if it's not on YouTube, it's by word of mouth. Lots of people have shared in that love story of little Danny, who, by the way, is autistic. Mr. Sanchez didn't know that until he got to meet the family. Little autistic boys and girls love machines, usually. And he was very taken by a machine. So Mr. Sanchez is living an ordinary life, making an ordinary living, an ordinary person, probably from Oxnard, wherever. And the Mulligans live in a very high economic area in Ojai, and those two people came together, those two people from different backgrounds came together, and they shared in what we call the field of compassion. I think if it is anything, it's that. Yeah, it's that. That's my story. Okay.